Confederate artillery fire on the 120th and other regiments in Sickles' division did not end until dusk. The Confederates advanced no farther, and the two sides settled into their positions for the night. Sharp's regiment was ordered forward 30 paces to relieve another regiment at the crest of a hill, his men having to walk over dead bodies and moaning soldiers near death along the way. Sharp then advanced a company of skirmishers to a ditch just ahead of them. When morning dawned, December 14th, the forward skirmishes found themselves under brisk fire from rebel sharpshooters, so Sharp ordered them back to his more sheltered position briefly, then sent them back out to repel a Confederate advance of skirmishers. The rest of the regiment hunkered down to endure occasional enemy artillery rounds plopping on their position. Otherwise, combat virtually ceased on December 14th. During that night, as the sound of Confederates chopping trees and hammering out barricades could be heard from afar, Sharp bedded down his men, ordering a squad from each company to remain on alert while the other exhausted soldiers slept clutching their muskets. Burnside wanted to personally lead another charge against Confederate defenses on December 14th, but his generals talked him out of it. By 2 p.m. on December 15th, firing had ceased, and the field in front of Sharp's regiment had grown silent. Under a flag of truce, both sides' stretcher bearers roamed the battlefield to collect their dead and wounded. About midnight, with a bitter cold storm raging, Sharp's regiment marched back across the Rappahannock, over the pontoon bridges, to a position the 2nd Division occupied a half mile from the river's north bank. The next day they moved back to the camp they had occupied before the battle. Burnside took the blame for the debacle at Fredericksburg, but it was Lincoln and his administration that bore the brunt of the criticism over another failed campaign. Fredericksburg became the symbol for all that was wrong with the war being waged. "If there is a worse place than hell," Lincoln lamented, "I am in it." Fredericksburg's residents thought the winter had been quite mild, but for the southern and northern soldiers camped there, it seemed severe. Frigid rains pelted the men, left to burrow into makeshift shelters as best they could. By January, the snow reached 1 foot deep. Typhoid fever, diarrhea, and scurvy. Medical officers attributed it to lack of fresh vegetables, ravaged the Army of the Potomac. Sharp's regiment suffered its share of sickness and death. By January, he had fit for duty only 400 of the 906 men he started out with from Kingston 4 months earlier.